research that way and felt comfortable that you were the type of people that were going to be honest, work with integrity, and do the best with everyone's money. So we had a good return and that everyone had their fair part of it, and you're still giving back to other people too.
Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode. So welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. We're going to be doing something a little bit different today. We're going to be starting a new segment. Diana's going to be our first one through the door on this, but we're going to be doing an investor spotlight every so often and hopefully just relay to you guys, who is it that's investing with us? Why are they investing with us? Maybe your story is similar. Maybe you can resonate with some of the folks, because we're not just dealing with, you know, mega wealthy people that have money to burn into these deals, right? We're strategically and intentionally partnering with people that want to create financial freedom for themselves and their families, participate in some tax benefits, create generational wealth, and hopefully retire better, right? That's what I think we're all looking to do. So Diana Morgan, thank you so much for jumping on. Appreciate you taking some time to be with us today to tell us about your story.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, of course. So let's dive right in. Give us a little bit of background on who you are, what you do, how we met, et cetera.
So I'm a residential realtor in New Jersey, and I've been a realtor since 2011. I sell and buy, you know, help people sell and buy their homes in the Monmouth and Ocean County area of New Jersey. I love what I do. It's a really busy market right now. And so it takes a lot of time, a lot of energy. Met some great people, seen a lot of great houses. It's been a lot of fun and I like it a lot. But there is going to come a point where, you know, I'm not going to be able to work at this pace anymore. And that's why I started looking into integrity.
Sure. So that's where I started too, right? I started as a real estate agent back in 2008. And then I became a broker and I was running teams and I was selling a lot of real estate. And I love real estate. I love the fact that it gave me the education to get comfortable with real estate as an investment. But I also came to the realization that it's a very transactional job, right? It's very transactional. It's very highly taxed, right? You get a client, you go searching for houses or you list their house for them. The house sells, you get paid a commission. Then you have to go find another client again.
Every day.
So, I mean, so great business. I love it. It definitely gave me the insight that I wanted into this career. But I recognize that, yeah, at some point, right, you're going to have to get off the wheel, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I was looking at things that had to do with real estate, because it's what I know and what I love. So it seemed a perfect fit.
Yeah. And we met a long time ago and we've been in contact over the years. And I used to flip houses, as everybody knows. And have you done some flips too? So you've done some?
But I do have investors that are flippers. So I'm looking, you know, I think that's where I met up with you the first time, back in the Holiday City area. And flip houses in there. So I'm looking for my investors to buy houses and then they flip them and then I list them for them.
Yep. So it's a little bit new. So as far as investor spotlight goes, you know, it's not like we're just going to bring on the people that have been with us for 11 years so you can hear how great we are. Diana's new with us. Her first investment was what? Just 3 months ago.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. So we bought
brand new.
$42 million, 384 unit complex in Daytona Beach, Florida. Fantastic complex, right? Class B, B plus area. It's 100% occupied. It cash flows very well. Diane's going to be getting her first passive distribution check from us in the next 11 days.
Exactly.
Right. So you haven't even gotten your first check from us yet. But let's talk a little bit about why. I mean, so you mentioned, you know, hey, I know I'm not going to be able to be a realtor forever. I'm going to create some passive income. But I mean, there's other investments out there. What led you to our company? What led you to large scale multifamily? Like, what were a couple of your thought processes when you're vetting these different investment opportunities to help you out with passive income and retirement?
Right. So we looked at a couple of different options, and one of them, we did buy a investment property of our own that we're going to, that we're renting out. We just had that as well, but that's a different thing. So that is great because we have this piece of property and it should go up in value and we get monthly income from the rent. However, we do have to maintain it. We have to vet when we have the tenants. We have to hope that the tenants are going to take care of it and pay their rent. So it's a risk in that way. Where going through you manage everything, you take care of the details, you do the vetting. And obviously we don't have, what did you say, 42 million for the property? We don't have that much money laying around that we can invest in something like that ourselves. So it's great to be part of that with other people. And we're learning about all the tax advantages of investing through your company.
Yeah. So I think it's great that you are doing different strategies, right? Because you're going to learn what you like and what you don't like. I mean,
Exactly. Maybe
you're an investor that wants to be a little bit more hands-on for a portion of your portfolio, right? And you'll be dealing with the tenants and you'll be dealing with the toilets, as they say, and you'll be dealing with, you know, some of the things that pop up from the perspective of being a landlord. But you'll probably get a little bit higher of a return on your investment on the property that you're doing all the work on. At least I hope so, right? Because we're putting more work into it. Yeah, because that's kind of
exactly.
The trade-off. Right. So with us, as a portion of your portfolio, you're getting more passive checks, right? You just get checks in the mail every 90 days and you don't have to be as active. Have you gotten a chance to log into your investor portal?
Yes. And it's very detailed. I like how we can see what's going on at any point in time where, you know, what improvements you've made, all the work that you're doing that we would have to do if it was our own property, basically.
Yeah. And you know, the reason that we created that portal is I feel like people want to invest in real estate the same reason that we do, which is they want to touch it, feel it, be a part of it, right? It's exciting to own this asset. And even though it's 1,000 miles away from you, you can still go into the portal. You could see all the pictures and the videos. And then we're doing, we do monthly updates, right? Monthly reports. So you can see everything down to the copies of the checks that are getting deposited into the bank from all the tenants. Right.
So 100%, a lot of detail for sure.
Yeah. And look, I'm not that hyper detailed. In the beginning, I used to look at all that stuff. And now I'm just like, well, it's nice to have, but I don't necessarily go digging into it, you know?
Right.
So that's cool. I like the fact that you have different strategies. A lot of our investors do have different strategies. It's not like commercial real estate is their only thing. Some of them are in stocks and bonds and have 401ks that they're managing. And then other folks have like singles and duplexes and even quads that they self-manage. And as a portion of their portfolio over here, they're doing that as well. And I want to touch on something that you brought up before, which was some of the tax benefits. So you are in a very unique position with your career to really maximize the benefits of the commercial depreciation. So let me just give a little bit of an overview, right? So the IRS tax code allows for what they call accelerated depreciation, which means we could take a large write-off against the buildings that we're buying in years 1, 2, and 3. So instead of depreciating a project over 37 years, you can accelerate a good portion of that into the first couple of years. So on this $42 million deal that we did together, we're going to write off somewhere between $10 and $12 million in total, right? That gets split between all of the partners, right? So you'll get your piece of that. I'll get my piece of that. And then it becomes an accounting question. What can I use this K-1 loss for? Right. So I have some clients that are full-time software engineers and they make, let's say, $150,000 a year in the W-2 job, but now they're going to take this $40,000 loss. But guess what? They can't take that $40,000 loss against their software engineering W-2 income. They can take it against other passive gains, like other gains in stock market gains, other gains in real estate or lending, but not against their W-2 income because it's they're not what they call a, quote, real estate professional. So a real estate professional doesn't need to be you, Diana, as a realtor, right? It can be, it's a designation that the IRS has that says you spend more than 750 hours a year in real estate as your primary business. And that could be a real estate investor, real estate agent, real estate property manager, all these different things, right? So consult your accountant on whether or not you're reaching real estate professional status. There's a great book called Tax-Free Wealth, talks all about this, on how to utilize that real estate professional status to maximize your deductions. So Diana is in a unique position to make money this year in real estate by buying and selling real estate for her clients, making commissions, and is a real estate professional, right? So the depreciation that she's going to get from the investment with our business is actually going to take out all of her passive gains first from other investments, right? Like her rental property that she's going to get. Now her rental gains will also be tax-free because she'll have losses to offset that gain. Anything that's left will now go to your ordinary income, right? So if Diana makes $100,000 this year and she had $40,000 in taxable losses from our investment, then she actually has just bumped herself down into a $60,000 a year tax bracket. So she's made $40,000 in that year tax-free. This, I think, is the most powerful aspect of the passive investing through commercial real estate that maybe isn't talked about nearly enough. I mean, my accountants didn't even know this stuff.
Right. And that's huge. Talking.
Yeah. I mean, so what would that look like? I mean, just based on, you know, how much less in taxes, I mean, in that situation, right? And I'm not asking you to reveal your tax returns like I did, by the way. If you go on Facebook, you can see I posted my tax returns 2 days ago. It was negative $321,000. So that's the goal, right? Is to get into that negative number. But if you had $100,000 income, $40,000 loss, and now you're only paying $60,000, your taxable gain, that would have saved you on a 40% tax bracket, right? Right around 12 grand, 15 grand in taxes, right? And that stays in the family now to maybe get reinvested, maybe go towards paying some other things off, you know? So, I mean, that becomes really big. Like, what's that look like for you guys? I mean, that's gotta be an exciting aspect of this.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons that the passive was such a good option, because my career fits it perfect and that could definitely give us some great tax advantage. And who doesn't want to save taxes?
Right. Yeah. Especially while you're in Jersey, right? So you're getting crushed in taxes either way. So,
absolutely.
And what's interesting is if you're not a real estate professional today, you can start working towards it. You can start making intentional strategic moves to get you or your spouse, right? Only one of you have to be a real estate professional if you're filing jointly to get that benefit. So I do have some clients that are surgeons that have non-working spouses, or anesthesiologists that have non-working spouses, that they, the spouse who's not working, is now the real estate professional because they're managing all of their real estate investments. And as they file jointly, the losses that they take on the real estate professional side can now start to offset the anesthesiologist or surgeon income, right? So again, not tax advice. Make sure you're talking to your tax professionals about this stuff, but there are some really strategic ways that you can over time get to maximize these deductions through that real estate professional status, right? So, and then you have to do a whole new analysis, like, hey, my rental portfolio is bringing me in 15%. Cash on cash, but now I have to pay taxes on that, right? Or I'm making, you know, 12, 13% over here, but I don't have to pay taxes on that, right? So now you start to weigh in what fits your lifestyle better, what you want to do. And as a combination of both, it starts to hedge the downside risk on both.
Right. But no, that's a really huge advantage to have that, the tax advantages from that.
Yeah. So what else can we talk about here? So, I mean, it's tough because you haven't even gotten your first check from us. So I'd love to say, how's it going?
Yeah.
But
well, I have to say, communication with you, with Celia and everything, you've been wonderful. Every time I have a question, you're very patient, answer quick, very good communication. And another thing that I do want to bring up too is the giving back. I love all the organizations that you give back to. That's a part of who we are. I love to give back and help other people. And you had some local things. Like I lived in Toms River for 30 years and you had the Field of the Dreams, you have New Jersey things, and globally thinking of other, you know, helping people that need it. And so it's nice to be part of that as well.
Yeah. And honestly, I got chills, right? Like, because that really is the heart behind the business. And the more people that we talk to about like, hey, why did you, we're not the only real estate syndicator in the country, right? There's other people doing what we do. So there's plenty of other people to go invest with, but over and over again, we have found that the relationships that we're forming and forging through our donor advised fund and a like-mindedness to want to give back, it really fits a lot of the family's values that invest with us as like, hey, this also gets me closer to my own personal goals, my personal giving goals, right? So I appreciate you bringing that up because yeah, the donor advised fund, if you guys don't know, we carve out a percentage of every dollar that comes in to Integrity Holdings Group to a donor advised fund. And I mean, it's been absolutely incredible. We've been giving almost six figures a month for the last 6 months now away to these amazing organizations that are doing such impactful things around the world. And by virtue of investing with us, our partners get to partake in that, right? We're in our, you're part of our, you get our newsletters too, right,
exactly,
Diana?
Yeah, yeah.
So you see the updates of, you know, who we're partnered with and what they've done over the last month through the giving that we've been able to achieve with all of our partners, which I think is super cool because we all get to do that together.
Exactly. And it's making a difference for someone else. So that's a nice thing too.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, once they start to get a little bit of financial stability, they want to move from a place of success to significance, right? And how can I use my money in a significant manner? How can I be a good steward of it? How can I invest it properly? But also if I can make an impact around the world, why wouldn't we want to do that?
Right.
Yeah,
and we can do it in a bigger way through an organization like you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I would never have thought the dollar amounts that we're seeing go through the donor advised fund. I never thought personally I would be able to give that much. Right. And similarly to what you said before, which was I don't have $42 million laying around to go buy this building. Same thing. Right. We might not have the financial wherewithal individually to buy that building or to send out six figures a month, but collectively we do. And that's really the power of the syndication, right? Of the partnerships that we create.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you're on the portal. I'm glad that you're seeing all these newsletters and things. Anything else that you would like to share either about your experience or why you like this space or what you're looking forward to or what any, maybe some of your concerns even going into it is helpful for people. Like what were you worried about? What kind of things did you ask and how did you get comfortable with overcoming some of those things? I think, you know, it's always good to talk about the good stuff, but what about some of the, like the fear-based stuff that I think all go through when we go into something new?
Sure. Well, I mean, when you're giving a chunk of money to someone, you want to make sure that you trust them and feel that they're going to do the best with that money. So, you know, we did look into you. We knew some people that you knew through your wife, through the church, through your podcast and the different things that we researched that way and felt comfortable that you were the type of people that were going to be honest and work with integrity and do the best with everyone's money. And so we had a good return and that everyone had their fair part of it. And you're still giving back to other people too. So that was a big part of it. Yeah, it's a little unnerving sometimes when you're a controlling type of person, you're used to seeing and doing everything yourself, to kind of let go and let someone else do it a little bit. So I think that was the biggest hurdle of giving control to someone else.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I mean, first of all, you work very hard for your money. So to give it to somebody else to manage, I think is always like, that's scary in and of itself, right? So you do the research, you do the best you can, and then, you know, you make sure that you just vet the people as best you can, right? And then you you see how it progresses. And what's cool for us is that over the last 10 years, right, we've had a 92% reinvestment rate. And most of the investors that start a little bit smaller with us, tend to add to it over time. So that speaks, I think, to their level of comfort as it expands. And I think as you get payments quarterly and you get your money returned to you when you sell a property, like, it just continues to build that trust. So, and we're passive investors in other people's projects. So I know very much what it's like to be a control freak over here and also have to let somebody else work over here. So,
right. But then at the same time, I mean, you have to trust someone that's done more research than you, because I don't have all that, the time and the resources to look into the investments like you do.
Yeah, sure. And that's the thing, right? You find other people that are in their lane. They're the experts in the field. And yeah, it's why reinvent the wheel? This guy already knows what we don't know. And then this person already knows what we don't know. And that's why I take my car to a mechanic rather than reading a bunch of manuals, right?
Exactly.
You don't have time to become a mechanic.
Right. So now people list with a realtor instead of trying to do it themselves. Same
right.
thing.
Exactly. And typically,
that's what they're doing.
And typically by doing that, they actually save themselves time, effort, and typically make more money on those transactions because you have a professional managing it. Right.
Right. I think, right.
Especially
so
in this market.
That was the analogy that I was using.
Yeah. I mean, especially in this market, people are like, oh, well, the market's on fire. I'll just sell for sale by owner and save myself the commission. And, you know, I was a broker for a couple of years and I always told people, like, look, I don't agree with that strategy. I think if the market's on fire, you need a professional to make sure that you're getting the very top dollar. I bet you it more than pays for your 5, 6, 7% commission that you're going to have to pay, because, and you don't have to field all the offers and you don't have to do all the negotiations. Like, so yeah,
there's so many pieces to it. So it's putting a sign out and selling, it's the easy part, but then what comes after is where you need the expertise for sure.
Right. So yeah, it's a very similar parallel to, you know, investing with somebody that is that professional or hiring somebody that's that professional. And yeah, I mean, there's so many parallels. You know, you go to the doctor to make sure that your checkup is healthy, right? Instead of, you know, and know your audience, like make sure you're asking the right people for the right advice. I have a lot of investors who have come back to us and said, hey, I asked my brother about this and he said that I'd be an idiot to invest with you. And okay, what's he do? Right? Is he a commercial real estate investor?
Exactly.
No, he sells tires for a living. Okay. Well, I would suggest probably buying tires from your brother, but maybe not taking financial advice from him. And that's like the growth curve that we all have to go through in life, is figuring out like who do I trust and how do I trust them? Anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Thank you so much for jumping on and kind of sharing your story with us. And as always, thank you for trusting us with your hard-earned money. It means a lot to us. And we make sure that it's priority number one to take care of it.
And thank you. I'll come back again in a few years and tell all the good news as, you know, as we move on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we'll have you come on, you know, as time progresses a few times, and you can kind of share your journey and share your story with folks. And I'd love to see maybe come April, right, what the tax benefits look like for you guys personally too. And we can talk about,
I'd be happy to share that. Yeah.
I mean, cause that would be really cool. I just posted mine the other day because I did the extension from April 15th to October 15th. So I just filed 4 days ago. And it's incredible. I mean, when I was flipping houses, we were paying seven figures a year in taxes. I mean, we were getting, that was a big, big check. And our federal tax returns over the last 3 years have been in the negatives, and they just continue to go because every time we buy more property, we have more losses and depreciation to take. So it starts to stack, right? And it's incredible. That's how we're able to give to the organizations that we want to give to more abundantly, even as a family personally, not just through the business. And I think that over time, the tax rate will increase. We're in a season right now where we have the president putting forth a new tax plan that in New Jersey, I think they said it's going to go up to a combined rate at the top tax tier of 55%, right?
I think so. And the capital gains is going up as well. So
yeah, capital gains
combined for a tax, you know, a legal tax advantage is amazing.
Yep, absolutely. And I always remind people, like, you know, we're not taking advantage of loopholes here. What we're taking advantage of is how the IRS specifically wrote the code as a playbook to make sure that we are incentivized to do the things that the IRS wants us to do, start businesses, hire people, house people. And that's what we're doing, right? And by doing what the IRS asks you to do, you get incentivized, and that's how we pay less in taxes. So anyway, Great conversation, Diana. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
If people wanted to reach out to you, can they find you to either list or sell, or maybe just ask you about investment and things like that?
Sure. They can reach out to me. I'm on Instagram, Diana Sells New Jersey, Facebook, Diana Morgan Real Estate. You can email me, Diana Morgan Sells New Jersey, NJ, at gmail.com, or my website is dianamorgan.kw.com.
Awesome. And we will have all of that information in the show notes below. So if you're on our show notes, just go ahead and scroll down. You'll be able to click an email and find Diana. So thank you so much, Diana, for coming on. And for all of you out there, thank you so much for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. We hope that you are finding some value here. If you're interested in doing more of what Diana's doing with us, go to integrityhg.com. Make sure you sign up for the Investor Club. If that's too big of a commitment for you, we have a free newsletter there, which will at least share how to get started in analyzing commercial real estate, talk about some of the tax benefits and things like that. So thanks, guys. See you next time. Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.